an organization that exists today. You probably haven't even heard about it, but I'll tell you, and only because you and I have a special relationship, that I am the leader of the Massive Impossible Force.
Good morning, Mr. Grease Minnelli. This is a picture of Democratic presidential candidate Paul Tsongas, still schwitzing from his all-night poll watching and victory celebration, his sweat-stained shirt heightening the anxiety in his gut. New Hampshire's been won, now on to Maine to stump, but uh-oh, there's a rumbling in his rump. That's right, Paul's gotta take a massive... Gassive! Your mission, Jim...
Don't call me Jim.
...should you decide to accept it, is to get behind the candidate so Tsongas can go take a humongous. This state will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
Wow. Gee. Not handicapped enough with that name. Now he's going to take a massive while he's speaking to people. Unbelievable. All right. Fortunately, I'm dressed like Uncle Sam. As part of the general New Hampshire festivities. That gives me that huge top hat. Even the most colossus monstrosities of masses will fit in it. Nobody will look at me funny when I walk up on the stage and drop underneath the table. Crawling on my hands and knees, out of sight of the crowd, up to Mr. Tsongas. Hey, Tsongas. Name's Grease Minnelli. Massive Impossible Force. You keep delivering your speech. I'm going to undo your britches. And you can take your massive in front of the people. Just aim for the hat. There you go. That's a big fella. Oh, my God, what the hell you been eating? Damn. You know, you need a little fiber now that I... Oh, geez. All right. Are you done?
All right, I thought I heard the Bombay slam shout, so I guess you are done, all right? All right, now what I'm going to do is I got an old Montgomery Ward catalog here. Gonna rip out a few pages. Let me turn... Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, we'll use these pages here. There you go. That's your big fella. Attaway. All right. Now, tell you what, all the candidates are out to prove what kind of macho men they are. If you want to, in your speech, you can tell the people you just wiped your behind with 10,000 feet of barbed wire.
Saturday morning's wake-up call. The best of Grease on DC 101.